thank you for that introduction. I'm going to spend some time talking to you about my master's research at the University of Arkansas under Dr. Richardson. One of the projects I've been working on is looking at the effects of trinexpac ethyl and acebenzolar S-methyl on drought responses in hybrid Bermuda grass fairways. I'm going to start off with a little bit of background information. I'm sure most of you are aware that plant growth regulators are fairly common within turf grass management systems, where they've been shown to reduce mowing requirements, seed head suppression, enhance stress tolerance, and products such as trinexpac ethyl have also been shown to increase drought tolerance. The other chemical we're looking at in this research is acebenzolar S-methyl, which is a plant defense activator that induces systemic acquired resistance in plants. Systemic acquired resistance is a mechanism of induced defense that provides protection against multiple types of microorganisms, and it's associated with the accumulation or the increase of pathogenesis-related proteins. And acebenzolar S-methyl as a product has been shown to be effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungi. It's currently being used in the fungicides Heritage Action and Daconil Action, as well as the product Actigard, which is used in crops. So part of the reason we got interested in acebenzolar in the first place is some recent studies out of NC State, where they've shown that acebenzolar may be responsible for activating a transpiration-limiting response within creeping bentgrass putting greens. In this trial, they found that plots treated with Daconil Action limited transpiration under high vapor pressure deficits, and they found that acebenzolar was able to control this transpiration when vapor pressure deficits reached values between 1.39 and 2.5 kilopascals. So we'll just look at a quick graph from this study from NC State. In this graph, they were looking at Daconil Action when applied in combination with Primo Max or trinexpac ethyl. On the y-axis, we have the transpiration rate. On the x-axis, we have vapor pressure deficits. And the important thing to notice in this graph is the breaking point. At 2.5 kilopascals vapor pressure deficit, we can see the transpiration rate begins to level out and no longer increases. This is due to the acebenzolar inducing the transpiration-limiting response. So a few studies like this kind of got us interested, and we wanted to look at the impacts of acebenzolar and trinexpac ethyl and how they might affect hybrid Bermuda grass, since in our region of the country that's what the majority of golf courses are working with. So our research objective was to compare the effects of trinexpac ethyl applied alone or in combination with acebenzolar S-methyl on turf grass performance under drought conditions. This study was conducted at the University of Arkansas. The soil was a Captina silt loam, and this trial was repeated in 2013, 2014, and 2015. We used a TIF Sport hybrid Bermuda grass, and it was maintained at a fairway height of 1.27 centimeters. Four treatment applications were made on 21-day intervals. We had eight different treatments, one of them being an untreated control. Our second treatment was trinexpac ethyl being applied alone, and this was applied at the labeled rate for Bermuda grass fairways. Three of our treatments were looking at acebenzolar used in combination with trinexpac ethyl, and so that in those three treatments, the acebenzolar was either used at a low, medium, or high rate, and the trinexpac ethyl was used at the same labeled rate that we used in the treatment where it was used by itself. The last three treatments were acebenzolar being used alone, and those were also used at the same low, medium, or high rates. We initiated drought 3 days after the second treatment application by withholding irrigation, and irrigation was withheld for 14 to 28 days, depending on drought conditions. We would resume irrigation when the control plots drop below 40% turf grass coverage. We used a movable rainout structure, as shown in the picture, to exclude any rainfall that might appear. This structure was from Four Season Tools out of Kansas City, Missouri. Had a 6 mil polyethylene cover and allowed 91% par-like transmission. It was 32 feet by 48 feet in dimensions. And you can see in the picture that it still allows for airflow, so we're not restricting any air movement within the plots. As far as data collection goes, we collected clippings twice per week, and plots were not mowed in between collection dates. We took soil volumetric water content measurements with a Field Scout TDR from Spectrum, and we also looked at digital image analysis for turfgrass coverage three times a week during the dry down process. Due to time constraints, we will only be looking at the DIA analysis in this presentation. This was a randomized complete block design with four replications. Turfgrass coverage was subjected to a repeated measures analysis using SAS Prog Mix. We used Fisher's protected LSD to separate means, and date by treatment was significant for each year of the trial. On to our results. We'll start with 2013. For all 3 years, I'm going to show a very similar graph to this. So I'll set it up for you. On the y-axis, we have percentage of turfgrass coverage. On the x-axis, we have our dates of throughout the drought cycle. So on the far left-hand side of the first date is where our drought cycle was initiated, and the last date would be where we're looking at the recovery. So on the left-hand side, we're looking at acebenzolar when it's being applied in combination with trinexpec ethyl, and we're comparing that to the untreated control as well as trinexpec ethyl alone. On the right-hand side, we're looking at acebenzolar being applied alone and comparing that to trinexpec ethyl and the control as well. It's important to note that the LSD bar on all these graphs shows significance between not only treatments but dates as well. In all of these graphs I'm going to show you, you're going to notice a dip and where we begin to come back up in turfgrass coverage. The dip is where we rewatered after 3 to 4 weeks of the drought cycle. So everything on the right-hand side of the blue line indicates turfgrass recovery. So first off, we'll look at we're looking at 2013, and we'll look at the left-hand side of the graph, where we're looking at acebenzolar plus TE. We notice that there aren't really a lot of differences between those applications. However, there is significant difference between all applications that had TE in comparison to the untreated control. If we look at the right-hand side of the graph, we can see that the TE plots in the red line are highly significant from all other applications and as well as the untreated control. And if we pick just an arbitrary date out of this drought cycle, around August 10th, which is about 3 to 4 weeks after drought was initiated, we can see that there's still 80% turfgrass coverage in the trinexpec ethyl treatments. And when we look at the lowest rated plots, which are acebenzolar being treated alone, we're already down to 40% turfgrass coverage. A few pictures here, you can see the plots that were treated with trinexpec ethyl and acebenzolar are quite a bit better than the acebenzolar alone plots on the far left, and this was taken in the middle of the drought cycle. Moving on to 2014, you're going to notice that the results from 2014 are a little bit different than the other 2 years, 2013 as well as 2015, and I'll try to explain some of those differences towards the end of this presentation. But you can see on the far left side that all the treatments are pretty similar to the untreated control. There may be a few dates where they are significantly different. If we look on the right-hand side where acebenzolar is being treated alone, we can see around August 20th, which is about 3 to 4 weeks after drought initiation, that the acebenzolar plots still maintain 70% turfgrass coverage, whereas the untreated control is down around 40%. Turfgrass coverage. So this is pretty significant and different between 2013 and 15 because the acebenzolar plots alone are highly significant and different. This was taken prior to drought initiation. You can see plots are all pretty much the exact same. This was taken 19 days after drought initiation in 2014. And you can see the three acebenzolar plots are quite a bit different than the other three treatments, and the other three treatments are starting to show some signs of drought responses, stress. Moving on to the 2015 turfgrass data, looking at coverage, we can see again on the left-hand side that the ACE of Benzolar plus TE plots are about the same as TE applied alone, but they are quite a bit different and significant in comparison to the untreated control. Whereas if we look at the ACE of Benzolar alone on the right-hand side, we can see that the Primo or the Trinexpec ethyl plots stand out quite a bit. Looking at the end of the drought cycle, we can see that the Trinexpec ethyl plots still maintain 60% turfgrass coverage, and the untreated control is down below 40% turfgrass coverage. So that's after about a month, four and a half weeks of drought. This is prior to drought initiation in 2015. You can see a few little differences. I think most of that is probably growth regulation from the Trinexpec ethyl. But all plots, as far as turfgrass coverage go, are fairly similar. This was 12 days after drought initiation. You can see all the plots that contain Trinexpec ethyl are quite a bit better than the ACE of Benzolar plots, as well as the untreated control. So why were the 2014 results different? This was the biggest question we had when we started digging into the data. And we noticed that the most important part of 2014 were about the first 14 to 21 days of the drought cycle. You can see as we get lower in the dip on the right-hand side that all plots become fairly similar and there's not a lot of significant difference. So we wanted to look a little bit closer at those first couple weeks to see what else may be occurring that could explain the fact that ACE of Benzolar was outperforming Trinexpec ethyl. Which brings us back to the study that I first mentioned out of North Carolina State, looking at the vapor pressure deficits. As I pointed out, it's important to note that the breaking point is 2.5 kilopascals, and it's also important to note that in this study, they didn't look at vapor pressure deficits above 3.5 to 4 kilopascals. So we calculated our own vapor pressure deficit for all 3 years. Displayed in this graph here. On the y-axis, we have vapor pressure deficit in kilopascals. On the x-axis, we have days after drought initiated. And I'm going to go ahead and set up a reference point here of 3.5, which is the max number they looked at in the NC State study. And you can see that for 2015 and 2013, our vapor pressure deficits were at a very high rate. In comparison to 2014. Was the only year where multiple days were under the 3.5 threshold that NC State was looking at. And in 2013 and 15, most of those days were between 4.5 and 5. So the lower vapor pressure deficit in 2014 may have allowed ACE of Benzolar's activation of the transpiration limiting response to have a greater effect on turfgrass quality, which may explain some of the differences that we saw regarding treatments in the 3 years. So in conclusion, the delay in the onset of drought stress in Bermuda grass treated with Trinexpec ethyl suggests that numerous irrigation cycles might be avoided over a single growing season. Results suggest that ACE of Benzolar does not have a significant effect upon drought responses, at least in hybrid Bermuda grass fairways. This may have been due to higher vapor pressure deficits, and considerable water savings may be possible through the use of PGR such as Trinexpec ethyl. I'd like to thank the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture, Syngenta Crop Protection, and Dr. Richardson, Dr. Karcher, and our technician, John McCullough. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Yes, sir. Well, the plant isn't growing quite as much under Trinexpec ethyl, so it's not requiring quite as much water. It may also have some effects on stomatal conductance or issues like that as well. Yes, sir.
I didn't show them about life extra water content data, but were the plots wetter?
I haven't really dug into it quite. quite enough yet to make a statement on that, but I can definitely get back to you at some point.
Okay.